Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm and sunny morning in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with clear skies inviting people to enjoy the outdoors. In Haifa, similar conditions, while Eilut enjoys even warmer temperatures. A perfect day to be outside across much of Israel. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, a report from earlier this hour states that Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan are expected to sign a joint defense agreement on Friday in Jeddah. Also, Ynet reports from this morning that Saudi Arabia warns of imminent attacks by Iran-backed groups after a Houthi strike injured 11 civilians in southern Saudi Arabia. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports on the murder of Benyahu Razi, with seven suspects now headed to court following an investigation revealing a coordinated attack. Separately, JTA provides a poignant piece from earlier today, where the father of Malki Roth calls for pressure on the Jordanian government as her killer remains free, 25 years after the Sparrow bombing. And finally, JNS reports just in that Uganda has approved a troop deployment to Gaza, ready to join a multinational stabilization mission if a U.S.-backed plan proceeds. From X, the latest, Ynet Global, a tech and digital news outlet, posting just minutes ago, raises questions about liability as AI agents breach systems during cyber tests. OSINT 6113, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported a short time ago that U.S. intelligence believes Putin may test NATO's resolve by striking a member, with scenarios ranging from cyber attacks to limited incursions. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, shared that Russian drones recently struck multiple Ukrainian fuel sites, intensifying the conflict. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the defense pact expected between Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan. According to Israel Hayom, leaders from these nations will meet in Jeddah to formalize the agreement. This comes amid rising regional tensions, suggesting a strategic alignment against common threats. The implications could shift the power dynamics in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's warning of coordinated attacks follows a Houthi strike injuring civilians. Ynet highlights Riyadh's concerns about potential Iran-backed operations. This development underscores the fragile security situation in the region. The safety of civilians remains a significant worry. Turning to the murder investigation of Benyahu Razi, Israel Hayom details the suspect's use of technology for real-time coordination. The case highlights the complex nature of organized crime in Israel. There are concerns about public safety and law enforcement's ability to respond swiftly. In a related development, the father of Malki Roth, speaking to JTA, urges action against the Jordanian government for harboring his daughter's killer. The call comes on the 25th anniversary of the Sparrow bombing. This highlights ongoing frustrations over justice for terrorism victims. Diplomatic pressure might be needed to address such grievances. Finally, Uganda's readiness to send troops to Gaza, as reported by JNS, aligns with international efforts to stabilize the region. This move could bolster peace initiatives if the U.S.-backed plan gains traction. It's a signal of growing international involvement in Middle Eastern peace processes. On the economic front, first, Katech discusses the differences between Israeli and American startup founders. According to an article from earlier today, the focus is on evolving business strategies rather than technology itself to bridge the gap. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals recent data on average salaries, with a notable 6.6% increase reported by the Central Bureau of Statistics. This suggests positive economic growth in the region. And finally, Walla Business breaks down misconceptions about reservists and divorce rates. National insurance data shows no significant difference from the national average, challenging prevailing stereotypes. In Time Wall. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.